Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Are you living and walking by faith? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. I remember as if it were yesterday, my lack of faith when Bob and I were getting divorced. My heart's cry was, Lord, I have no faith. Help me. I'm alone. I'm sinking. What do I do now? Then my Lord took me on a spiritual journey, learning to live and walk by faith for the next 2.5 years. Now it is almost 20 years later, and I am still talking and teaching about faith. The Lord wants us to walk by faith one moment, one day at a time. Are you a man or woman of faith? What is faith? In the dictionary, a few definitions are unquestioning belief that does not require proof or evidence, unquestioning belief in God or complete trust. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 describes faith. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Whom or what do you place your faith in each and every day? What does your faith rest in when you have a crisis? Each of us have placed our faith in something. It might be in your job, your family, or your money. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, we read, Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. God wants our faith to be in Him alone. Anything else we have faith in will fail us, be it a spouse, our job, our health, or our wealth. How many people do you know that have a powerful testimony of going through a great trial and the Lord comes in, giving them faith, hope, and trust? Then the Lord changes and works out all their problems in His timing, bringing glory and honor to His name. When I started praying for restoration and healing of our marriage, I did not know how to get faith. The answer is in the Word of God. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, we read, Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Today, ask the Lord to increase your faith. In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, the apostles said to the Lord, Increase our faith. Are you walking and living by faith right now in your circumstances? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, we read, We live by faith. Not by sight. The Lord also reminds us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, not to throw away our confidence or our faith. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. Do not be defeated or discouraged by doubt, fear, or the present pain of circumstances you are going through right now. During your trial, may you always remember whom you serve, the God of salvation, the God who sent His Son to die on the cross for all sinners. That includes you, your spouse, and your loved ones. Now, where is your faith today? I pray it is in our Lord God. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31, we read, If God is for us, who can be against us? Today, start your walk in faith by taking a baby step toward your Lord Jesus Christ. May you always walk and live by faith in your Lord as God heals hurting marriages. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.